latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester United headlines, and boss Jose Mourinho has admitted he chose Marouane Fellaini and not Marcus Rashford because he wanted to be more direct against Liverpool. Well, the United boss chose to throw Fellaini on as his final substitute in the latter stages of the 1-1 draw against Liverpool on Sunday as he went in search of that vital equalising goal. And the Belgium international had a hand in the leveller minutes before time when his header came back off the post, only for the rebound to be then headed home by Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Well, Fellaini was Mourinho's final substitution when he came on to replace left-back Matteo Darmian, meaning striker Rashford remained on the bench, and he later told MUTV, "I had one more option, Fellaini or Rashford, but I saw so many yellow shirts in the box, in front of the box, that I thought probably my players would lose a bit of the emotional balance and would go for a more direct approach. To go with a more direct approach, it has to be with Marouane, and he was an important player for us." Those are the words of Jose Mourinho, who certainly got his value for money after Fellaini was handed a new one-year contract extension. The option was taken up this week, and he delivered with that impact substitutes display. Elsewhere on the transfer front, the January transfer window remains open, and there's talk of a new defender being sought by United. All the talk concerning Victor Lindelof, the Benfica defender, has gone very quiet, but there's a new target in United's sights, according to the Corriere della Sera, who claimed that Arsenal are ready to do battle with Manchester United for the signature of Roma defender Kostas Manolas. Well, he's rated at £50 million, according to these reports, and is impressed in Serie A this season with Roma, who are hot on the heels of Juventus in the title race. United have been linked with a move for the 25-year-old Greek international, who was rumoured to be Arsene Wenger's target in the summer before they signed Shkodran Mustafi.